You're transported back to the year 1187, standing face to face with a Crusader Knight in full battle gear. You've got your modern gym membership, your protein shakes, maybe you even do CrossFit. You think you're tough. You think you've got a chance. You're about to discover just how catastrophically wrong you are. The average Crusader Knight would annihilate you in combat so thoroughly that historians would struggle to find enough of you left to write about. Let me paint you the real picture of what a Crusader Knight actually was, because everything you think you know is probably wrong. These weren't just guys who happened to own some armor and a horse. They were the product of the most intensive, brutal, and comprehensive combat training system ever developed in human history. A system so effective that it created warriors whose physical capabilities would make modern special forces operators look like weekend warriors. The training began when they were 7 years old. Seven. While modern kids are learning to tie their shoes, medieval pages were beginning a two-decade transformation into human weapons. They started as pages, learning not just reading and writing, but horse care, weapon handling with wooden swords, and basic combat principles. Every single day. No breaks, no summer vacation, no calling in sick. At 14, they became squires, and this is where things got serious. Really serious. The physical conditioning alone would hospitalize most modern athletes. We're talking about carrying and pushing massive stone blocks, throwing javelins that were deliberately heavier than combat weapons, and wrestling matches that could last hours. They had to master what were called the 7 points of agilities: riding, swimming and diving, shooting various weapons, climbing, tournament participation, wrestling, fencing, long jumping and dancing. Yes, dancing, because footwork in combat is literally life or death. But here's where it gets absolutely insane. Take Jean II Le Mangre, known as Boucicault, one of the most famous French knights of the 14th and 15th centuries. This man could climb up the underside of a ladder using only his hands while wearing 60 pounds of steel armor, 60 pounds of metal covering his entire body, and he's doing what amounts to an inverted ladder climb that would challenge most modern rock climbers without any gear at all. The archaeological evidence backs up these seemingly impossible feats. Medieval illustrations consistently show knights in full armor mounting horses without assistance. No ladders, no help, just pure functional strength and agility. Researchers studying medieval combat have found that knights had fitness levels comparable to modern professional footballers and tennis players, except these men were doing it while carrying the equivalent of a small child strapped to their bodies. And that armor? Everything you think you know about it is wrong. Hollywood has convinced us that medieval armor was clunky, restrictive, and cumbersome. The reality is terrifying. A complete suit of well-tempered steel plate armor weighed between 33 and 55 pounds, and the weight was distributed so perfectly across the body that trained knights remained incredibly agile. They could jump, run, roll, and fight with a mobility that would shock modern observers. However, and this is crucial, that mobility came at a cost that reveals just how superhuman these warriors really were. Modern biomechanical studies have shown that wearing medieval armor required 2.3 times the normal energy expenditure for walking and 1.9 times for running. These knights were operating at nearly double the metabolic cost of unarmored movement, and they did this for hours during battle. Your modern cardio routine doesn't even come close. The weapon training was equally devastating. Sword combat wasn't the elegant dueling you see in movies. It was brutal, viscous, and terrifyingly effective. Forensic archaeologists examining battlefield remains have found that the vast majority of skeletons show evidence of multiple hideous wounds before death. These weren't clean, quick kills. Medieval combat was about systematically destroying your opponent through superior technique, conditioning, and sheer physical dominance. Knights practiced exhaustive drills to perfect sword handling, building the muscle memory and strength needed to wield these weapons with lethal precision. The training incorporated progressive overload principles that wouldn't look out of place in a modern strength and conditioning program, except the stakes were infinitely higher. Get it wrong in the gym and you might pull a muscle. Get it wrong in medieval combat training and you might not live to see your next birthday. the mental conditioning was equally crucial. Medieval combat records describe warriors continuing to fight long after sustaining wounds that would incapacitate modern people. The combination of adrenaline, training, and sheer determination created fighters who operated in a state of controlled rage that modern combat sports can barely simulate. When these knights went into battle, they weren't just individual warriors. They were part of a coordinated killing machine that used physics as a weapon. The cavalry charge strategy was devastatingly simple. Mass times acceleration equals overwhelming force. A fully armored knight on a warhorse, wielding a couched lance and traveling at 20 miles per hour, delivered kinetic energy that could punch through shield walls and scatter entire formations. Muslim chroniclers of the Crusades, writing about their enemies, described the terrifying cohesion and impact of Frankish knights attacking in formation. These weren't random charges, they were precisely coordinated strikes where knights rode knee to knee, creating an unstoppable wedge of steel, muscle, and horseflesh that could shatter the morale of entire armies. But here's what makes this truly terrifying for any modern person who thinks they could hold their own. These knights weren't just physically superior, they were psychologically engineered for violence in ways that would break modern minds. From childhood, they were conditioned to view combat not as a last resort, but as their primary purpose in life. Death in battle wasn't feared, it was glorified. Pain wasn't avoided, it was embraced as a path to honor. You, with your modern sensibilities and safety-first mentality, would be psychologically destroyed before the physical destruction even began. The moment you saw a fully armored knight charging toward you, lance leveled, the psychological impact alone would paralyze you. Medieval chroniclers described seasoned warriors freezing in terror at the sight of a knightly charge. What chance would you have? Let's talk about the weapons themselves, because this is where reality gets truly brutal. That sword hanging from a knight's belt wasn't just sharp metal. It was a precisely balanced instrument of death, designed through centuries of refinement to deliver maximum damage with minimum effort. These weren't the lightweight props you see in movies. Medieval longswords typically weighed between 2 and 4 pounds, but in the hands of a trained knight, they moved like extensions of their body. The technique was equally devastating. Medieval sword combat incorporated cutting, thrusting, grappling, and pommel strikes in fluid combinations that modern martial artists spent decades trying to master. Knights trained these movements until they became instinctive. Muscle memory so deeply ingrained that they could execute lethal techniques while exhausted, wounded, or in complete darkness. And here's something that will shatter your confidence completely. Knights weren't just skilled with swords. They were masters of multiple weapon systems. Lances for mounted combat, maces for crushing armor, daggers for close quarters finishing moves, and even crossbows for ranged engagement. You might have watched some YouTube videos about medieval weapons. They spent 20 years perfecting their use. The conditioning differences become even more stark when you consider recovery and pain tolerance. Modern athletes train hard, but they also prioritize recovery, nutrition, and injury prevention. Medieval knights trained through pain, fought through injuries that would sideline professional athletes for months, and developed pain tolerance that bordered on superhuman. Contemporary accounts describe knights continuing to fight with broken bones, deep lacerations, and wounds that would send modern people into shock. This wasn't bravado or adrenaline. This was systematic conditioning that taught them to function at peak performance regardless of physical trauma. Your modern advantages mean nothing in this context. Your protein supplements, your scientific training methods, your understanding of biomechanics, all of it becomes irrelevant when facing someone who has spent 2 decades preparing for one specific purpose: killing other human beings in close combat. The speed differential alone would be overwhelming. You might think you're quick, but knights developed reaction times honed by years of combat against other superhuman opponents. They could read body language, anticipate attacks, and counter with lethal precision while you were still processing what was happening. Even if by some miracle you managed to land a blow, you'd be striking armor designed by master craftsmen to deflect and absorb impact. that armor wasn't just protection. It was a psychological weapon. The sound of your weapon bouncing harmlessly off steel plate while a trained killer closed distance would be the last thing you heard before experiencing medieval combat from the losing side. The historical evidence is overwhelming and terrifying. Archaeological studies of medieval battlefields reveal the devastating effectiveness of knightly combat. Skeletons show evidence of precise, surgical strikes that maximize damage while conserving energy. These weren't wild, emotional attacks. They were calculated, efficient killing techniques executed by warriors who viewed combat as both art and science. But perhaps most sobering of all is this. The Crusader Knights weren't even the pinnacle of medieval warfare. They were simply the most documented. Across Europe, similar training systems produced warriors of comparable skill and lethality. The Knights Templar, the Hospitallers, Germanic military orders, all following variations of the same brutal preparation methods. So, the next time you're feeling confident about your modern fitness routine, remember this. A 12-year-old medieval squire, after just 5 years of training, possessed combat skills that would overwhelm most modern adults. A fully trained Crusader Knight represented the culmination of the most effective warrior culture in human history. You wouldn't last seconds against a Crusader Knight. You wouldn't last long enough to understand how completely outmatched you were, and that's not an insult to you. It's a testament to just how extraordinarily capable these medieval warriors really were. They were the product of a system designed to create human weapons, and that system worked with terrifying efficiency. The gap between medieval military capability and modern civilian fitness isn't just significant, it's astronomical. We've gained technology, medicine, and comfort, but we've lost something fundamental about human physical and mental potential. The Crusader Knights represent what humans can become when survival depends on absolute mastery of violence. So remember, next time you think modern people are tougher than our ancestors, remember the Crusader Knight, and be grateful you'll never have to test that theory in person.